Hi everyone. You may recall, about halfway through our previous episode, Grace's internet cuts out and she disconnects from the recording, leaving me and Nick to our own devices and to fend for ourselves, which is a bad idea, as we learned. The following recording is what myself and Nick got up to in the 20 minutes where we weren't quite sure if Grace was coming back or not, and we just did our own thing, unsupervised by our responsible adult. Hope you enjoy.
So, James, now that Grace isn't here, Farscape.
Oh, yeah. So.
My name is James. I'm lost. And a guy who reads shit on the internet.
Reading too much smart.
3 years ago, I fell through an internet rabbit hole. I'm in a distant part of the universe reading fanfics full of strange alien life forms.
They're all fucking.
I've made enemies.
Not really, everyone's been quite nice.
Powerful. Oddly sexual. Now all I want is to find a way home. To warn Earth. Help me. Look upwards. And share. The wonders I have seen.
We're fucking derailing this, motherfuckers. We're taking it our own way.
You know what? I'm down for that. Let's do it. So, Farscape is a beloved sci-fi series starting in 1999 and is my favourite sci-fi.
I was dubious when...
We're Colin Robinsoning this.
Yes.
Specifically for Farscape.
I was dubious when James told me about the series, but then I watched it and it blew my tiny mind.
So good. There's 1,700 works in Farscape.
I mean, it's enough to do an episode on.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the main couple is John Crichton.
Yep.
And Officer Aaron's son. Officer Aaron's son is one of my formative crushes, played by the lovely Claudia Black. Listeners may know her as the voice of Morrigan from Dragon Age, and you'll understand why she's my formative crush if you know her as Morrigan from Dragon Age, because she has... She has an accent like syrup.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just so delightful to listen to. She's got this posh Australian thing going, and yeah, it's lovely. Farscape is about an astronaut getting very lost and going on space adventures.
Yeah, and that's all there is to it. I'm sure I read somewhere it was one of the first shows which, instead of the normal sci-fi things where humans were going to the aliens... You know, sort of finding out strange new things. It was the human being, the alien coming to the human in some sort of, you know, strange way.
Yeah, you know, pretty much.
Yeah, it was one of the first where humanity was out of its depth.
Humanity's not the fuck, yeah. He's very weak compared to everyone else out there in the galaxy, and he's just winning through sheer riz.
Yeah, he's very weak and very lost, and ends up with a group of misfits.
So there's a guy at work, he's very senior to me, and he is known for sending really angry emails. Like, a lot of the people who haven't met him in person are quite scared of him.
Okay.
But sit him down and have a drink, he's one of the funniest people I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've not spoken to him for ages, he's still very serious and very deadpan. And we were just sat at a work outing at one point, and he just goes, "Oh, Chiana from Farscape was well fit." And I was just like, oh,
my man!
And we just sat chatting about Farscape for a while, because, yeah, it turned out to be one of his favourite shows, too.
Excellent.
And, yeah, Chiana, hottie.
It is an obscure one. Like, I only know of one other person who I know has watched the show and enjoyed it, other than you, James.
Yeah, it's super niche.
Yeah, it is super niche, but it's so brilliant. I think that people should... watch more of it.
I've not heard from Grace yet, so this is gonna be, we'll come back to what we do in the shadows. It's clearly cursed. Me and Nick are just gonna finish this chatting about Farscape. So top relationships, about a third of them are John Crichton and Aaron's son.
Yeah,
followed by that, 35 are John Crichton / Scorpius.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Scorpius is the main villain. The main villain.
He's the villain.
Yeah, he is the villain.
He's a fantastic villain.
Yeah,
incidentally.
He is. Absolutely.
He chews every scene he's in.
Yeah.
Directly below that is Milo Bracca / Scorpius with 29 books.
Okay.
So Bracca was Scorpius's henchman, and before that he was the other guy's henchman. I'm blanking on the other Farscape villain.
Bilar Kreis, isn't it?
Bilar Kreis, yeah.
Yeah.
Commandant Kreis. Bracca, Lieutenant Bracca was always kind of... I read the actor describe himself as... His idea was to play him as if he was the main character in his own Hornblower-style drama.
Okay.
But he's actually the villain.
I see.
I think that works really well. Like, he's playing himself as like this glorious hero type who is kind of doing military stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I see.
But no, he's just a minor character, and it works really well.
Yeah.
Below that, Chiana and Cardago.
Oh, my boy.
Who... Dargo is Garrus before Mass Effect. He yes. is your space bro, and he's just such a lovely guy.
I always liked his sort of character development, like how he sort of went from the sort of uptight, oh, my fury burns with the intensity of 1,000 suns, yeah. and I will smite you down.
He starts as Poundland Worf from yeah. Star Trek.
He starts as Poundland Worf, and he ends up just being your bro.
He's just your chill guy. They have a Vegas episode, for God's sake.
Yeah, this is it.
Dargo and John just get shit-faced on a space pleasure planet and get blackout drunk, and it's really funny. In fact, if I was going to compare Farscape to anything, it would be the Guardians of the Galaxy films.
Okay.
To the point where Ben Browder, the actor who plays Crichton, does have a cameo in those films, because Farscape is such an inspiration.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Nick, have you seen anything from Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I don't okay, really do superhero films.
I had a feeling. Let me just show you a picture,
okay.
and you'll understand what I mean.
Where are you posting this?
Smash or pass, why not?
Yep, fair enough.
Let me just show you the outfit that the main character wears. Now picture John Crichton in your mind, post-season 2.
Yep, okay.
And now look at the main character of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I can see it.
That's his peacekeeper coat right there.
I can 100% see that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so who's who is on the list next?
Oh yeah, let me get back to that. We had Stark and Zoto Zahn.
Okay. Yeah, yep.
So Stark was the one in the whole Phantom of the Opera mask. Zahn is a blue priestess lady who is part plant.
Yeah, the big blue bald priestess lady who likes to, well, who basically sunbathes naked to recharge.
Yes.
Yes.
Followed by Scorpius and Sokozu, who is introduced in season 4.
Okay.
Who is an absolute cutie, completely agree. If my heart wasn't with Aaron's son, it would be with Sokozu.
Fair enough.
This is the simping episode, incidentally.
We haven't seen a lot of Rigel.
Dominar Rigel is not in the top 10 relationships.
Okay. Please
tell
me
that... Kind of makes sense, because he is a Muppet. And yeah. I mean that in the sense that he is an actual Muppet. He's not... I'm not being all London gangster going, oh, you stupid Muppet. No, he's a Muppet.
I mean, to be fair, he is both.
He is both
yeah.
as well.
He's a Muppet in both senses of the word.
Exactly. So, Sokozu. With 17, we have Chiana / John Crichton.
Oh, that's...
Below that, Bylar Kreis. Kreis and Aaron's son.
No.
John and Aaron, but platonic. And then 12, John Crichton / Cardago.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
I'm surprised that's so low in the top 10, I'll be honest.
I mean, sometimes when people are written to be bros, it just works better than having them shipped.
That's true.
Yeah. Like
I'm
going to
see
shipping.
The R-fix are with Moya / Pilot.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, which makes sense because they are physically connected.
Fucking Pilot was one of my favourite characters.
Yeah, I'm just looking for more Pilot fix here.
Yeah.
So Pilot was, he's the ship's pilot. He's got a lot of tentacles, which means he... is a perfect fit for any authors out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically AO3 bait, really, isn't he?
He is. And he's mild-mannered, but he's also got tentacles. You do with that as you see fit.
Yep. Pilot, the next undiscovered Tumblr sexy being.
Authors out there, have a look at Pilot from Farscape and tell me you'd want to write some spicy smut about him.
It probably already exists.
I'm looking. I'm looking right now.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Hi, Grace.
Hello.
What happened?
How are you doing?
All right. Seems the old Wi-Fi decided to... Well, we had a mini power cut, which was enough for everything else to carry on working. But our Wi-Fi decides to just reboot itself.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had that before. It happens.
Yeah, everything else on, off, as if nothing ever happened. Wi-Fi goes, oh, fuck me, I was without power for a millisecond. Whatever will I do? I'll have to start my life over from scratch.
I need to think.
Oh, fucking dramatic bitch.
I know, right.
Right.
Okay, so I have a fic here. It's called Four Arms to Hold You.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. That was fun while it lasted.
No, Nick, we're keeping going. We're keeping going.
Oh, are we?
This is Bylar Crace / Pilot.
What?
It's got tentacle sex.
What's the service top?
I'm gonna find the proper definition before I try and guess.
I like how it's whoops my pawn turned into a therapy session.
Yeah. A service top, according to Urban Dictionary, is a top in bed but likes to service the other person rather than dominating them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
So it's being a top but not an arsehole about it.
Just checking their pipes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Crace and Pilot are the same actor, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, man's got range.
Man does have range.
Yeah, man does have
range. What have I missed?
Grace, we decided while you were gone, we're going to do a fast game episode in your absence.
What the fuck?
We're just like, right, don't know when Grace is coming back. Let's talk about fast game.
Bunch of fucking idiots. I can go. I'll go again. I'll see you later.
No, stick around. We've got it out of our system, I think.
Yeah, it's fine.
We ruined what we do in the shadows episode with fucking Farscape.
We could do another what we do in the shadows.
Oh my god.
We could just stick with Farscape for a bit if you like.
No, I don't like.
Well, we can do it without
you. Yeah, do it without me. I'll see you later. I'm going to go make my dinner.
No, I mean, we can do what we do in the shadows without you,
I mean, can do this whole show without me if you like.
No. No, you're too good.
Yeah, to be fair, as we have just demonstrated...
We can't be trusted alone.
Yeah, when we're left... Well, we're left to our own devices, things go a little bit awry. Mm-hmm. And I think we all keep each other in check.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fucking...
The balance of power here worked nicely.
Fucking Farscape. It's the wrong fandom. How do you even get on it?
It was Nick's idea. Stop yelling at me.
I'm yelling at both of you.
I mean, Nick suggested it, and I was like, yeah, go on, then.
In my defence, I just thought to myself, right, so potentially job's fucked and it's going to be for the rest of the night. So I had a contingency plan.
Oh my god.
Right, so let me just explain this ship to Grace.
I don't give a fuck.
So here... No, you will.
Why will
you
I?
Because, okay, so this is...
Is it what we do in the shadows?
Spoiler. Sure.
It's not, is it?
So this is what...
It's the what we do in the shadows episode. You're showing me a Farscape fic, aren't you? It's got to do what it says on the tin, people. At least that is the bare minimum of what we have to do, and you can't even do that, dude. Fuck sake! Hi, this is what we do in the shadows. Meanwhile, okay. Farscape. Never mind, we've just fucking bored them to death in the first hour talking about how depressed we are in our mundane lives and updating the car, but now it's fucking...
Oh. He's fucking a tentacle man. Look, this is what I'm getting to.
Look, there's no vampires in it. There's no what we do in the shadows
look,
characters.
Look at Grace, he's clearly a vampire.
Shut up.
Look at that goatee.
I'm not looking at it.
That
I'm
man's
not
a
looking
vampire.
At it. I barely say anything in these things, and I have to protest. I must protest. Stay on the fucking topic. My god.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
okay.
All right then.
I'm gonna make you two sit on the
okay.
stairs. Almost. Jesus.
We're being put on the naughty step.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Think about what you've done. Stop chuckling. I can hear you. I can hear
it's
you.
So funny.
I can fucking hear you.
It's so funny though.
Oh, the slightest bit of professionalism we had disappeared when me of all people had a Wi-Fi breakdown. God's sake. How long was I gone?
Like 15, 20 minutes.
That's all it took.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk of our hour and a half episode. It's going to turn out, I'm going to listen back to the footage. You were gone for maybe 10 seconds before it's like, right, fast game, time to go.
Yeah, it probably was. You've probably been talking about fast game for the last 15 minutes.
The thing is, though, like, I suggested it, and, like, literally, our fucking showrunner and editor didn't go, no, we better stay on topic. You know, nice joke, Nick, but, you know, seriously now. He was like, yeah, fuck it, all in, go, 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 go.
Oh my god.
You're not
Why
wrong.
Don't you just do an episode and get it out your system?
I mean, we might. I've just noticed there's over 1,000 works. So
oh, good grief.
maybe we'll come back.
Okay, so we've either got a very funny episode or a bonus episode out of that.
I'm torn.
Don't do it to the fandom.
I don't think we've done what we do in the shadows justice
no,
today.
No, you haven't. You've completely disrespected them.
Whose fault is that?
Yours! Yours! It's yours!
Okay, we have two options. We could either write this off, call it the shenanigans episode, and then we could do another what we do in the shadows episode next week where we do this all again and we try again.
Oh god, the fucking scheduling this year has already gone to fucking pot. After all the shit that we did last year, it's like, yeah, let's get the schedule back on track. Well, fuck. Yeah, here we are.
We should mention none of these episodes are the cyberpunk episodes.
Yeah, this is a massive disrespect to the cyberpunk episodes as well.
We've completely
shafted the cyberpunk fandom because we're sad. And now you're all...
And then we yeeted what we do in the shadows. Like, right, talk about Aaron's son.
Oh, God.
Okay. Are we done
for
the day?
I quit. I'm going to go outside in the sunshine instead.
It's 9 p.m.
It's sunny somewhere.
Okay, so what have we learned today?